Turn with me to Revelation chapter 21 to set the premise for God recovering all, and we'll go back to man losing and how easy that is for us and how much we feel that. And we'll talk about how that, what that is. But before we go, and then we'll go back to God recovering all. So God recovering all is at the end of the Bible, the beautiful words ultimately that wrap up the whole picture of history, human history. This is undeniably going to be happening in the future, chapter 21, verse 1, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. So what God has done in the beginning, he saw it was good. When he made man, he said, very good. And then when he saw the woman, very, very, very good. That last part I added. Okay. You know, you ever hear the joke where God made man and he looked at him and said, I can do better, and then he made a woman? I do believe that women are smarter, generally smarter, intuitive, it's awesome. Thank God they exist. I lived with men at one time in my married life. My wife and I, we had a dormitory of about 20 men, and there was no spice, no fire, no joy, no worship. No wonder Jesus wanted them to be around. You know, he had 12 disciples, but he needed those ladies who showed up at the tomb and followed and broke the box of ointment and knew what was going on. Amen? Okay, That's a pretty dull amen from the guys. The guys say, okay, wait a minute. Okay, let's go to verse 1. And a new heaven, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So the world is going to really change in the eternal age. This is the end of the millennium, the new period of eternity, with the glorification of the cosmos, and God, listen to this, God moving the third heaven to planet Earth. Because this is where he did his ultimate, glorious, incredibly profound work. This is where he showed his strange act. Who has believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Verse 2. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Do you think when the church is raptured that Jesus is going to rapture the church, and on the way up, the church is going to be on a respirator? Do you think the church is going to be feeble, weak, carnal, when it is glorified and raised? No. It'll be spotless, without wrinkle, without spot, beautiful, the ultimate marriage of the church with God, Christ. Verse 2. The city is coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. This is coming. We think about it. We read these chapters. We dwell on them. The spirits of just men made perfect. We have come to the holy city, the new Jerusalem. An innumerable company of angels, the spirits of just men made perfect, the blood of the mediator that speaks from heaven, the glorified nature of the saints, the transparency of God with men, and nothing is lost. Everything is recovered. We'll talk about it in a minute. Look at verse 4 and we'll move on. It says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. No more sin, no more lying, no more deceit, no more human heart, fallen nature of man, human heart in the nature of Christ, the God, my heart after God, the glorified human body. It'll all be passed away, the former things. But in this life, we're living in a world where we lose and we feel the pain of it. We lose and we cry. We lose and we're troubled. We ask questions. How could this be? Why did this happen to me? Oh God, do you love me? Are you for me? I feel the loss. I sense it. It's so strong. I feel it in my health, in my soul, in my spirit. In Psalm 77, I made diligent, my spirit made diligent search. I could not find him. Verse 5, and he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. Hallelujah, hallelujah. There's a day coming when nothing is lost. There is a day coming when there'll be no more pain, no more sorrow, no more crying. Hallelujah, I make all things new. I will take the old and make it new. It'll be different. And you will know me and see me, and my name will be written on your forehead. And there'll be no more darkness. There'll be no more of that pain, no more of that loss, no more sense of any guilt. It'll all become so clear that God has done everything perfectly. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 6. We will see God. Amazing. Perfect, sound, solid, true, wise, glorious. And we will say, oh, in this world, I question God and his love. Oh, in this world, I missed God. I didn't see God. I was so troubled with myself and my world and my life that I never found God. I didn't find God. I was saved by God's grace. The Spirit came into my life and sealed me, if that is the case. And he never left me, never forsook me. But all my life was filled with trouble. And it was like all my life I was wrestling with how much I'd lost. I was losing and I felt it. I didn't say that word, but I said words like, why did I get a, let me say this way with this swear word. Why did I get that damn parking ticket? Why the hell did that guy mess with me? And I, as a Christian, I'm swearing and feeling the frustrations of life because it seems I'm losing. I'm at the bottom rung of the ladder that goes to heaven. When Jacob saw the ladder and the angels are coming and going on the ladder, it's kind of like some Christians are at the bottom rung of the ladder. They believe in God. They believe there is a heaven, but it is so far away. They have moments of happiness. Praise the Lord. They have moments of, wow, that's amazing. They get up to the second, and then it just seems like it does not real for me. It's not working. I don't see God, know God. I don't understand this. I don't know that I am saved. I have real strong feelings. Okay? Now, part two is 2 Kings chapter 6. And a couple places. Verse 5. They were cutting down wood, the prophets, in verse 4. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, it was borrowed." The man of God said, "Where fell it?" Let's say, if you go back to that other verse, the previous one, "For it was borrowed," kind of like life in a way is borrowed. Like I don't own it. I feel like I own my life, but it's much better to think another way. My life is really borrowed. It's from God. What am I going to do with it? How am I going to live? My life is borrowed. I mean, I have only 70 years. I have a mind and a heart. Let me show you one thing I want to share with you. What does, if the iPad is working, sex, okay, alcohol, and drugs, what do they all have in common? These three. What do they do to people? Sex, alcohol, drugs, what do they have in common? They're addictive. How they affect you? What is it that they do? It's immediate pleasure. This is why people do them. Immediate pleasure. I get, you know, right now, within 5 minutes or an hour. Right now, tonight, I have a good time. Right now, this is what I have. This is what I want. But you know what happens? There's a loss here. And we in our Bible psychology class this semester, we will speak about it in some detail. And that class starts tomorrow night. And I'm fascinated by the subject because there is a great lie in this world that we live in, and it is, my life is mine. This is my life. It's for me. And the heart of man is really thinking this way. My heart is saying, me, essentially. Me. My happiness, my pleasure, my life, my way. But as I live my life this way, seeking pleasure, immediately after, within an hour or a day of my pleasure, I have to ask myself a more serious question. And that is, God. Most people don't. They just go from one thing to the other, and they lose the axe head in the water. If you go to the next verse, and the man of God, where did it fall? Where fell it? He showed him the place, and he cut down a stick, cast it in, and the iron did swim. Or the iron floated. Iron doesn't float in water, but this did. Because the stick that was cast in there, Yes, something that the world doesn't know about. The world thinks of pleasure and also the pain of losing. The pain of losing the axe head, or the pain of losing another day, or a week, a month, a year, or even these young, these 19-year-old party goers, always, usually, not always, but sometimes have a 39-year-old party goer, an old guy who's still partying when he's 39 years old. And it's weird. That 39-year-old guy hasn't grown up, hasn't found, hasn't discovered, hasn't lived. He doesn't know much more than seeking his own animal instinct or pleasure or desires. No, there's a lie in our world, and it is live for you. But as we live for ourselves, the iron sinks. We lose. Man, we lose a lot. I lose my thoughts. I lose my ambition, desires. I lose my creativity. I lose my friends. I lose my family. I lose my job. I lose my future, my money, my enjoyment. I lose my hair. I lose my teeth. I lose my blood pressure. I lose my footsteps. I lose a lot in this world. But God is not the God of losing. He is the God of recovery. Because at the end of the Bible, this is what he says to us. I recover all. I get it all back. Everything. I want you to show you 1 Samuel chapter 30. We're going to wrap it up here. And we'll preach it for a few minutes as God gives it to us. And then but make the point. It's a good one. It's 1 Samuel 30. Verse 7:18, and David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. David, verse 19, there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil nor anything that had taken to them. David recovered all. There was a raid. A raid on the camp. And the Amalekites came and they took everything. And David went out after it. He encouraged himself in God. And he went out after it. And it says twice, he recovered all. One other place, John 6. Please turn there. Oh boy. John chapter 6. They had the 5 loaves, 2 fish. The people sat down, about 5,000, verse 10. In number, about 5,000 people sat down to eat. That's a lot of people. That's like with women and children, maybe 8 or 10,000 people. They sat down to eat. Can you imagine? 10,000 people eating, and they were busting full of food. They had everything they needed. Jesus is multiplying the food, just keeps going and going. It reminds me of Pastor Dwayne George in Uganda. They had made a pot of food for the church, and then word got out, and everybody was coming, and Pastor Dwayne just said to the guy dishing it out, he said, just dish it out and don't look in the pot. And just keep going for hours. They're just giving that out. And he said, don't look in the pot. That's a good statement for you. There are times when you don't look in the pot. You just keep going. And you do what God wants done. Because God is a God that does things. The axe head floated. Because it's like God was in it. And here, when these 10,000 people ate, and they're ready to pack it up and clean it up, they could say, pull in the dumpster. We got a lot of stuff here. Verse 10, Jesus said, make the men sit down. Verse 11, Jesus took the loaves, he gave thanks, he distributed to the disciples. The disciples to them that were set down, likewise of the fish as much as they would. It says fish is, but I couldn't say that. Likewise of the fish. Fish is, okay. And verse 12, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. There it is. Pick up the garbage, that nothing is lost. Because I'm not the God that loses. I'm the God that recovers. You can talk to me all day long about how much you lost, and I will talk to you forever about how much I have recovered. You can tell me all day long about the pain, and I'll tell you there's a day coming when there'll be no more pain, no more tears, no more sense of shame, no more guilt, no more fear. We will be in heaven with a living God who is trying to say to us in this troubled world of losing dogs and money and opportunities and houses and everything, to say to us, I am not the God that loses. I am the God that recovers. I bring it back to you. But if you want to live with your sex, alcohol, and drugs, every day you will feel the loss. You'll feel loss. You say, why, this isn't fair to me. I'm losing. I'm having a good time, but I'm feeling the pain. I'm having a fun time. It's party time. But we have to say, hold it. Aren't you ever sick and tired of feeling the loss? Don't you want to get your mind in the place before a living God and seek God? And when you find God, you'll get showered with his increase, his blessing. He will fill you with the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will say to you, come on, do you believe me? I'll say, yes, Lord. If you gave me 2 talents, I believe you could give me 5. If you bless me this way, I believe you can bless me even more. I believe you have more for me. I have lived my life like so, but I believe that you are the God that will show me in my trial is more precious than gold that perishes. Listen, in this world is the place where we feel the pain of losing. So why not live with God in this world and manifest the nature of a living God who heals us when we are in trouble, who increases our joy when we have sorrow in the night, who visits us in the night season, cares for us and gives us words and spirit and truth and fellowship. I believe the wine gets better as the party goes on. It's like they said to Mary, we are out of wine. It's a shame. It's bad, Mary. The master said, we're out of it. We're out of it. And she goes to Jesus, they're out of wine. And he says, what do I have to do with you? And she said, it didn't offend her. She just said, do whatever he says. Whenever there's a loss, do whatever he says. Whenever you lose the axe head in the water, do whatever Elijah is saying. He will cast a stick in, and the iron will swim. And Lazarus is dead. But do whatever he says, because he's the resurrection and the life. And do whatever he says. And if he says, follow me, knock it off with the sex and the alcohol and the drugs, and follow me with all your heart, and I will show you a better high. A high that isn't just in the emotion, but is in the spirit. A high where you say, I got peace like a river. I've got righteousness like the waves of the sea. I've got wisdom like the ancients. I have life like Christ. I have God as my Father. I have a future by his grace. I have hope when my hair is falling out. And that's not a joke. But as my life is falling apart, my life is not falling apart. There's rock solid love, presence. And Jesus said to the disciples, gather up all the fragments that nothing is lost. And I'm exploring that in my heart because it's hard to believe. Lord, didn't you lose souls? Aren't souls going to heaven? And God would say, yes, but you have not. You've seen the whole picture. I can guarantee you, though there are souls that are lost in hell, and Satan, it goes to hell, to the bottomless pit, and then into the lake of fire. And that is a reality. But I guarantee you, you will see that I am the God that loses actually nothing. Even the wrath of man glorifies me. Even the loss of the human heart and the human nature that lives in instant gratification instead of looking beyond and seeing the world that God has made for us. This is what we want, what we have found, the world that God has made for us. So we meditate in the night, and I was thinking I'll finish up, but Greater Grace World Outreach has a universal message that fits for every person in the world. And it's not greater grace, it's the gospel. But we have carefully followed this book and what it is saying, and we're believing in the nature of God that is so extraordinarily, amazingly above and beyond the human mind, that the human mind can hardly understand this kind of love that God Almighty is saying, I recover all, gather up the fragments that nothing is lost. At the end, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and I will show to you who that I really am. And in this world, you have seen me come and say to you, I did not make you to be lost. I made you to be found. I came into this world and showed you my humility and my sacrifice and my nature of love, that you would know who I am. And trust me, because I am better than the sex, alcohol, and drugs. I am better than your intellectual orientation with the wisdom of men and the ways of man. I am better than your way. Your way is not my way. If you find me, you will know my way, and my way is the living way. That's what we have. And we will gather together at Eurocon in Poland, our pastors who are precious men of God, walking with Christ. From Africa they come, from Asia they'll come to Poland in Warsaw, and we'll gather together, and in the spirit of the meeting we'll have the same spirit, and we'll say that God said gather up the fragments that nothing would be lost. Gather up the broken marriage. Gather up the broken heart. Gather up the broken the pastors who are having a hard time. Gather up all the pieces. Gather up all the parts and all the pieces of the crumbs and everything. Nothing is lost with me. Of all that the Father has given me, I have lost nothing. Every disappointment can be turned into something hopeful. Every valley of Achor is a door of hope. I am a living God, the God that redeems, the God that saves, the God that restores. I am the living God. I am the God that makes a disciple out of a drug addict. I am a God that makes a saint out of a sinner. I am the God that restores the human heart. I am the God that saves a soul. I am the God that raises the dead. I am the God that walks on the water. I am the God that comes into your trouble. I am the God that if you trust, and you will know that I am the God that loses nothing, I recover all. Wow, that's beautiful. That's what we believe tonight. If you are addicted to something, we are encouraging you. There's a better way. Stop. Confess it to the Lord. Trust in Him with all your heart. And then start reading this book. Come to this church or a church like it. This is the best one. I don't mean the best church. I mean best option. Wherever you go, but go to where place you get the Bible and start to memorize it, start to read it, start to believe it, start to practice it. Get your heart and mind, start to listen to the messages and get high dosages of truth in your heart and in your spirit. And you'll be built up and you'll be edified. You'll say, oh, let's go to the church. In the church there is life. In the church there is love. In the church there is prayer. In the church I have a new way of thinking, a new heart and a new mind. And I develop these habits as a way of life. And then our convention will be coming in June, and people will be gathering together here and saying, there's a revival going on. There is God that is doing it. They say, oh, is it something new? No, it's the old pathway, the old rugged cross, where God requires from us no jazz, no lot of words, no lot of long intellectual explanations. Ah, no, not a lot of jazz, not a lot of this or that or nothing. Ah, it's only me naked before Christ at the cross saying, I need you. I need you. If you leave me to myself, I will lose. But I need you. And if I can follow you, I will be gaining. As I'm losing behind me, I'm losing. It looks like a secondhand store coming along behind me, like a flea market or something. Pieces are falling off. And all things are falling. But as I am going, it looks like I am losing, but I am gaining. I'm gaining the real thing. I'm gaining the most important thing. I'm gaining Christ in my life. As we go, our old man, our outer man perishes, but the inner man is renewed day by day. I'm so excited about it. I believe it's the message for the people in the Middle East, in India, the precious people in the third world who say, I've got a card table here. I'm on a street in a country, highly polluted. The exhaust fumes. I'm a little guy with a card table with Coca-Colas for sale for 50 cents a piece. And that's how I live. And I sleep under the table. And this is how I live. This is my life. What can you say to me? And we say, seek the kingdom of God. For God is not the loser. He is the winner. If you follow him, you will know. And he will fill you with his spirit. And he will say to you, your life is not in vain. I am counting it all. I am restoring. I am recovering. I am giving you character. I'm giving you the Holy Spirit. You are seeing me. You are living before me. You have treasures in your life. Whereas other people that have so much of the external are so poor on the inside because of selfishness that devours my life. We have found another way, and that's the way we're learning. Amen. Father, thank you for these thoughts tonight. And this assembly, we are saddened by how people seem to just feed the losing machine that's grinding up their lives. They lie down in sorrow. Years go by. What do they have? Nothing. Till they cry out to the man of God and say, I lost it. Where did you lose it? Where did you lose it? Show me. He threw the stick, the cross, into the water, and it floated. There you go. You got it back. You got it back. You got your life back. You got a new life. There you go. That's yours. That's yours. Follow the God that gave that to you. Believe in the God that brought you out of Egypt. Believe in the God that gives you manna from heaven. Believe in the God that anoints you with fresh oil. Believe in the God that promises you the Holy Spirit. Believe in the God that calls you by name. Believe in the God that promised you eternal life and took all your sins away. Believe in the God that calls you by name. Believe in the God that gave his son so that you would never be alone, but you would have him and have eternal life. Say to Jesus, I believe in you, Jesus. Say that in your heart. I believe in you, Jesus. I want this, Jesus. Say it in your heart to God. I believe in you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I don't have anything here. I have only you, Jesus. I want to learn of you, Jesus. I want to trust in you. Jesus, you are the way. You are my mind. You love me. You love me. Yes, me, the one that is lost. Thank you, Lord. Please say that in your heart to God, and God will take care of you. He saves you, puts your name in the book. He will restore. He will help. He'll redeem the years that the cankerworm have eaten. He will give back to you your life. He saves you. Yes, anyone at all, say, raise your hand in the auditorium saying the prayer to Jesus. Yes, to Jesus. Anyone at all, raise your hand. Anyone on the internet, there is a hand, I think. And now on the internet, is there anybody? God bless you if you're doing that. That's your new life. Walk in him in Jesus' name. Amen.